Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, November the 14th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. 9 days till Thanksgiving, 34 degrees, and sunny skies here in Marion this morning. Hope you enjoyed the entertainment this morning with Bobby Ray the Kazoo Man. Hope you could hear it well. It's hard to do something like that over the telephone. But now there's a guy who has helped us out over the years. We've done television projects with him. We've done radio projects with him. And he's been going through a rough time. Obviously, kidney cancer, cancer of the jaw, and has got himself into a particular situation. And if somebody'd like to help him, hopefully we let people know how they can do that. And I think it's important to do stuff like that on the radio. I think, to be honest, you know, this medium, radio, television, internet, whatever it may be, you have to use these mediums. Yes, we tell the news. Yes, we tell the weather. Yes, we tell the obituaries. Yes, we have fun. But really, we have to let people know what's going on in the world. So if anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. All right. As I said yesterday, the McRib returns, apparently, November 17th through 19th. Get a free medium fry and a soft drink with the purchase of a McRib at the McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road. November 17th through the 19th. So there you go on that one. Okay, I'm going to start from the bottom here today and work our way up to the fruitcake toss, because that's kind of where we got stuck yesterday. Do want to let everybody know that I'm going to be at Christmas in Caledonia, November the 9th, Saturday, November the 9th. I believe 6:15 is when this all happens. I'll be there with Sean and Carrington and Matt. Carrington will be an elf named Sprinkles, I believe is how that's going to work. Matt will be a reindeer. I believe Blitzen is the reindeer he's chosen. I will be there reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Sean will be videotaping the whole event. The Christmas tree will be outside. It's Christmas in the Village coming up on Saturday, December the 9th. We're going to bring Christmas to Caledonia. What an event it's going to be. We've got the big annual Thanksgiving pizza coming up next Wednesday morning from 8 a.m. until noon. We'll have Bob Welsh in the studio from Columbus, Ohio. 2 years ago, we did the turkey pizza. Last year was the pumpkin pie pizza. This year, I'm not sure yet, but we're all excited to see what it's going to be. Then the day after Thanksgiving, Bob comes in again from 8 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon, and he brings a Christmas-themed pizza. As we light the WGH Christmas tree, last year it was fruitcake pizza. This year, we're not sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you said you're going to be there November 9th?
Caledonia, December 9th.
Oh, okay. I thought you said November 9th.
You know, I might have. I get rolling sometimes. Did you hear Bobby Ray this morning?
Unfortunately.
Oh, no. It was. Now, could you hear him singing this morning?
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as what I have been before, but...
No, you know, I just... most of the interview was a straight interview. The last 10 minutes was just the music. And, you know, he's fallen on hard times. I think that's a very difficult thing.
Yeah, anytime you have cancer, hopefully, you know, he gets through it all right.
Well, he sounds like he's in a good mood. A mood is a big part of it. Surrounding yourself with good people. It sounds like he's got some people in his life, a daughter, a son. Obviously, a landlord who's doing good things by him, which is good. I just think it hopefully will turn out okay, and hopefully he can make his rent. I think that's the biggest worry at this point.
Yeah, because he don't have no place to go, so.
No, I don't know what would become of him if he ended up not being able to make his rent and his landlord kicked him out. I mean, but 7,000.
Knocking on your door, does he know where you live?
Well, no, Bobby Ray's never been over to the house. I honestly don't know what that would be. A horrible position to be in, I would think.
Yeah.
Horribly.
You wouldn't want to tell him no, you know what I'm saying?
No, you wouldn't want to tell him no, but I just can't think of it from his point of view that your whole life could be swinging by a thread at this point, and really at this point, because of your health, you've got to depend on others to help you keep your apartment.
Right. Well, too bad he didn't do something, you know, in life before, you know, all this time, you know, maybe had something paid off. You know, I don't have my home paid off, but I don't owe much on my home.
That's good.
I couldn't afford to rent for what I pay.
Right, right. And that's a very important thing. And I think, you know, it just is, I really don't know. I just hope maybe people will help him out. He knows a lot of people in Columbus, obviously, who have seen him working. It's not like he doesn't go out in the street and works. He works hard when he's out there.
Yeah, even people that are doing stuff at the corner, especially when it's cold out there.
Oh, and I've seen him. He'll be out at Christmas time. He has a whole Christmas set that he does. So it's an interesting thing, and I don't know. How do you think we're? Did you listen? I haven't talked to you. Did you listen to Friday night show?
Most of it, yeah.
So what'd you think? I the kids and I were practicing, trying to get them ready for Christmas in Caledonia. How do you think that went over?
I think we may be all right for the first time.
Well, I think
they're going to have to get into it a little bit better.
Yeah, they you know, sound.
I think Carrington was into it a little bit better than Matt.
Well, I think it's hard for Matt. I don't think, you know, obviously he's not a singer, and I don't think he's ever done anything like that before. So I think it's tough to do that for the first time. But I thought they did Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas well enough to where if the crowd sings with them, I think they'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll tune out. Now, yesterday morning, we started taking entries for the fruitcake toss. Now, we're already up to 8 people. We've got Ted and Adam and Dr. Davis and Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, and Mr. Neal already in the fruitcake toss, and that'll take place December 14th at 7 p.m.
Not in it.
Who's that?
Carrington's not in it.
No, nobody's nominated her yet.
We'll put her down. I'll nominate her.
All right, Carrington, now in the fruitcake toss. Now, do you think her stringy arms can throw a fruitcake?
I imagine. She's thin and skinny there, and a lot of energy.
Well, it should be interesting. I was running down the list of names of people we had in last year. I mean, I think obviously everybody from the station was in last year. We had the police chief. We had former Mayor Kellogg. We had Glenn, I think, was in it last year. We had Judge Edwards. We had, who else was in it? Sheriff Bales was in it. We had Jeannie and Angie were there. Abby was there. You know, we had a good crowd.
Life. Place up there to have it now in the back of that old hospital.
Yeah, that's where we'll be. So that's going to be good. That we'll be out there. We'll be in the open. There's plenty of light out there. So I think it'll be good.
Hopefully Adam can get it on the property somewhere.
Well, he called in yesterday, and he did a whole little spiel about how he's working out. And, you know, the first year went very badly. The second year he won Most Improved, and I think he also won Person at the Station Who Can Throw It the Furthest. So, you know, we got there, and then this year, apparently, he thinks he's going to win the whole thing.
That's possible.
Well, you never know. Anything's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. And again, to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss does not cost anything. All you got to do is call in and nominate the person. 740-751-4038. But you do have to let them know when and where it is. You know, we can't do all that. And it will be December the 14th, Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. Now, so far, as I said, Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and now Carrington in the fruitcake toss. That is 9. So we're having some, we're making good ground here, I should say, as we head into December the 14th. So if you want to nominate anybody, give me a buzz and we'll put their name down. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The fruitcake toss, December the 14th at 7 p.m. Okay. And again, we've got Christmas in Caledonia, Christmas in the Village, I think is actually what it's called. We'll be doing that event, 6:15, Saturday, December the 9th. So we'll all be there for that event. The Thanksgiving pizza, the day before Thanksgiving. I don't know what the Christmas pizza is going to be this year. It'll be the day after Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if it's going to be fruitcake again or what it will be, but that's coming up as well. Now, yesterday, I did not get a chance to talk about this, but over the weekend, I went, well, last week on the program, I think I was talking about how it had been a long time since I had had bread pudding. Now, I like bread pudding. It's not something I would want every day of the week, but it had been a long time since I had had bread pudding. And Saturday, a group of people and I went to Der Dutchman in Plain City. And lo and behold, they had bread pudding. Now, it was good. I mean, it tasted like what bread pudding I remember it tasting like. But I think it was also the Amish version of bread pudding. So it had a little bit of a different taste. So I'm not through with my quest on bread pudding, but had a great time at Der Dutchman. You know, there's always a lot of great gift ideas there. They have such a great craft store and a lot of great baked goods there. So had a lot of fun at Der Dutchman this past week weekend, Saturday night. But I don't know if the bread pudding will ever show up. We'll hope. Because obviously I will not try to make the bread pudding. I don't know how that's going to would work out. Now, Friday night, I said it on the Friday night show, but prior to the Friday night show, it must have been about 7:30. We were sitting in the office, and a replay was playing, and all of a sudden, the telephone rang, and it was a weird area code. And I said hello, and they said they wanted to answer a trivia question, and I said, this is a tape program. And it was a gentleman who said his name was Callan, and he was listening in Virginia. So think about that. He said he loves the station. He listens in Virginia. And I think, you know, hey, that's pretty good. We've got people listening in Virginia. We've got people listening in certainly the Boston area. We've got people listening in, where did our friend move? Nebraska? I believe Nebraska. We've got people listening in Nebraska. So it's great to have people listening all over the world. What the appeal is of this station to people all over the world, I'm not exactly sure, but I certainly do appreciate it. So, Callan, if you're listening to this in a replay or you're listening to this now, I'm glad you're out there and I'm glad you're listening in the great state of Virginia. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. It seems like everybody I have been around recently is sick. Has anybody else noticed this, that everybody seems to be sick? My goodness gracious. People are hacking and coughing stuff up, and they're flush, and it looks like they've got fevers, and I'm not sure what's going on. Now, I'll knock on wood. I have avoided it for whatever reason, but boy, oh boy, in the last week, it just seems like everybody I have run into has not felt well. I don't know what's going on with that. I hope they're feeling better as time goes on, but, you know, and I was also, I think in the beginning of the illness, you're contagious. I think once the, well, let's go to the phones here and see what's going on. All right. Well, oh, this might be a spam call.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I think it was a spam call. But again, if you want to give us a call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss, feel free to do that. Or if there's anything else on your mind. But I don't know. People have been sick. If you're out there and you're not feeling well, I hope you're on the mend as well as everybody else. Okay. Oh, yesterday. Had an interesting run-in yesterday. I was at the grocery store, and a gentleman came up to me, and he said, you're the radio guy, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I heard your interview with Tara Dyer. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, I'm the president of the union that she was talking about. Now, remember when Tara Dyer was on, she was talking about the union for the first time endorsing the other three candidates and not endorsing her? And this was the head of that union, who obviously heard that interview. He was not mean or anything of that nature. I think he just wanted to say that there are two sides to every story. And he felt that her side, he didn't agree with her side, I think is the nice way to put it. But, you know, I'm glad people listen. And I'm glad that that interviews like that get around. A matter of fact, several people now have come up to me and say they heard that interview with Tara Dyer. So apparently that got a lot of people interested. And I appreciate that. So just thought I'd relay that little message to you. Also, I ran into a kid yesterday, a young kid, probably in his 20s. And he's going, again, he's at the grocery store going through the line. And he said, you do television programs, don't you? And I said, well, yeah, on YouTube we do some television programs. And he said, you've had Mary Ellen on. And I said, yeah. And he said, my grandmother used to know Mary Ellen, and Mary Ellen used to know me, but I'm not sure if she would still know me, and so on and so forth. And his last name was Kokas, so I wrote down his name, and next time I see Mary Ellen, I'll have to see if she remembers the Kokas family. And hopefully, I'm sure she does. And it's nice to run into people again who are that nice. Now, also this week, I met a musical prodigy. Now, I always about say medical prodigy, but it's musical prodigy. This kid, 15 years old, his name is Jobe, J-O-B-E. What an interesting name to have for a prodigy. I ran into him. This kid was telling me all about music, diatonic, and just he knew everything. And then told me the list of instruments he plays. And I don't know how many he plays. I think it was 9 or 10. Plays the piano, plays the trumpet, plays the saxophone, plays the trombone, plays the tuba. I mean, just everything. And hopefully we're going to hear him play at some point. He said he likes to play jazz. Not a big fan of the Christmas music. He was trying to explain it to me because I think he said it was diatonic, which at that point, I am not a music person as far as knowing all the technical stuff. So went a little over my head, but what a great kid this was. And, you know, anytime anybody ever says, you know, the next generation, we're in trouble, you know, that sort of thing. You know, I think about a kid like that, like Job, who's here, this musical prodigy at age 14. Good kid. Glad to meet him. Good to give him a mention here. And hopefully sometime we will hear him on the radio, much like we heard Bobby Ray this morning. Now, I know people don't like when I do this, but we are going to have a surprise probably coming up on Friday morning again. Now, I can't mention it because I really don't know the particulars of it yet, and it may not happen. Let me put it that way. I'm not sure yet that it's going to happen. I had a phone conversation in regard to it last night, but I don't think I'm going to know for sure until Thursday night if it's going to happen. So, either Friday morning, I will tell you that there's no surprise to tell, or I will tell you what this is on Friday morning. So again, you're going to want to stay tuned on Friday morning to see what this is all about. So things popping up all over the place here as of late. Okay, did we run down everything we needed to get on the list this morning? Oh, you know what? I put this on Facebook, so I'm going to tell it here. You know, you have good people in your life, and I'll tell you, this is a good example of being surrounded by good people. I know people complain all the time that, you know, there's bad people in their life, there are people who just annoy them, you know, that sort of thing. But last week, I was sitting with somebody. Now, this is how little it takes to amuse people. I was sitting with somebody, and they had asked me a question, and I don't even remember what the question was. But they asked me a question, and I answered the question in an accent. Now, I don't know why. I don't do accents on a normal basis. I have no idea why I answered that particular question in an accent. Probably couldn't do it again if you asked me to do it. But I answered in an accent. And the person looked me dead in the face and said, "So now you're answering everything in an accent?" And it was so fun. That moment just... we just both went to laughter and probably laughed from anywhere to 3 to 5 minutes. And the people around probably thought we were nuts. But, you know, sometimes you just need a good laugh. And it doesn't have to be somebody telling a joke. It doesn't have to be something that is really all that funny, because I don't know that that was really all that funny. But it was so odd and out of place that over the weekend, there were times that I even thought about that and just would laugh to myself. It was just one of those odd moments that made you laugh. So, good moment. I like to spread along good moments here on this station. So it was a good weekend for me on the whole. Got a call from Callan in Virginia. Had the good laugh with this person and went to Der Dutchman on Saturday and had some bread pudding. But it was a funny moment, I will say that. And you know, the thing about that was, I still don't know why it was funny. I mean, I guess saying an accent is funny, but it's just something about it, something about the way it, you know. I guess the things that are not planned sometimes are the best things, and especially with certain people. I don't think with everybody that would have been funny, but I think with this person it was funny because... you know, we've had that type of relationship over the years. And so it was just all weekend. It was funny to me. And it'll probably be funny for a long time. And laughter is the best medicine, you know. I think that's what we need. Now, on the flip side of something like that, I'm going to flip over here. Now, I just want to make this point. And this is not in a mean way at all. Nothing nasty. Nothing... even remotely mean meant by this. But I just want to put this out there. You know, when I do this show, even if I am making fun of somebody or making light of something, really, I'm just having a good time. I mean, that's all I'm doing. I think it's my personality. I think it's just a dry personality. So you can never take that stuff personally. It's more just dry humor, kind of like what went on Friday with the accent. So you can't take it personally. It's never meant personally, and I guess that's the point. Now, saying that, and I can't really speak to this being a bad moment, but last week I got a letter in the mail, and I'm not going to say who it was from or anything like that. But I clearly got the impression by the outside of this letter that it was not going to be a good letter. And I don't know. To be honest, I don't know because I didn't read the letter. Because when I saw the outside of the letter, I thought, you know, if I open this and read this, this is not going to be good. And I don't want to have a bad relationship with anybody. I don't want to have... you know, I just don't want to do that. It's kind of like when bad things are written about you. You know, I don't go look at them. I don't go read them. I don't care. You know, it just... I think that you just have to concentrate on the good, not concentrate on the bad. And I'm not even saying the person who sent this letter had bad intentions. I don't know that they did because I didn't read the letter. So all I did was I put this letter in a drawer and put it away. Now, there are people who have wanted to read this letter, although I have not given it to anybody. So I just want to say I did not read the letter. I'm not going to read the letter because I want my memories of people to be good. And not that they're going anywhere. And who knows what the future holds? I mean, you never know. I don't think anybody knows what tomorrow brings. So I think people should not read negative things. I think, and people should not always take things in a negative way. I understand sometimes it's hard when you hear something and you think it's meant with spite or something like that. I can honestly say on my end, I don't mean anything with spite ever. So that's that. And I think this is a lesson to learn for everybody. Just move on past it. Because when you have a good relationship with somebody, the last thing you want is a nasty message. You don't want to think of people that way. And I'm not even saying it's their fault. I mean, it could have been something I did that got under somebody's skin. That's completely possible. But just, I'm never trying to get under anybody's skin. So, there you go. But I did not read the letter. And again, it could have been a good letter. I don't know. But I just did not want if it was bad, I didn't want to think badly of anybody. You don't want to get in these little arguments with people that, they don't ever end well. I'd rather have friends and people who I like around than people who are unhappy, you know? But who knows? All can be mended. It's never too late to forgive and forget. So there's another little lesson this morning. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. We can certainly discuss it. Again, Fruitcake Toss coming up on Thursday night, December the 14th. All right, let's take this call, and we'll get back into it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, do you want to hear from me?
I want to hear from anybody.
Well, I'm nobody, but that's pretty close. Anybody, that's a two-letter word.
I like nobody, anybody, everybody. I like them all.
Well, you've never met a man or a woman you've never liked then.
You know, honestly, now that sounds goofy, but in my case, it's true.
That's a Will Rogers statement.
Well, I believe it is, but it's true. I'm interested in everybody.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I got some news for you, and I got a couple other things, but my mind can't keep concentrating on all the so-called, and I got letters I used, and a real good friend of mine, and this and that. I talked to yesterday for 41 minutes. I was just going to talk a few minutes to him, and I talked 41 minutes to him, and I had a wonderful conversation. And that was Commissioner Murray.
Oh! How did that go?
He's my lead man. See, I can talk like that about Colonel Murray because we started a school together. And here we are still together and one of the best friends that I've ever had for a long time. I mean, that's what I say, a phrase, a long time, because it was in the first grade and still all the way through school and up till now. And, he had a lot to say if you want to take a little bit of time to listen.
Oh, well, sure.
Start off with, I hear you quote that I did nominate those fellas. But I don't know if they're going to be a show or no show, see? And I tried to milk that out of Kerr, see? I can use these kind of terminology. And I want to put, I'm going to jump from one subject to the other. On my mind is Adam.
Oh, he's on your mind?
Yeah, always on my mind. I want to thank that man 100%. 100 and maybe 1,000%.
because I kid him, and sometimes I may say stuff that's a little bit more kidding to him, because I don't know him personally like you. I don't know you personally. Over the phone and acquaintance and talk to you, you know, I feel like I know you more, Adam. But, you know, everybody on the show and stuff, they always talking about summer coming. Oh, boy, they're dreading that. And here's the end of summer and fall, and we're going to go into winter. Well, this is the most exciting part of my life right now, is when I always took vacations and stuff and this and that and done things. But isn't it been beautiful weather? How can you ever, ever say that Adam never hit the weather? And he is right on the money. No rain, no this, no that, little things and stuff. Adam, you're listening, buddy. You've done a wonderful job on the weather. So, and there's other things I can tell you, Adam, that if he's listening. The fellow you said that plays all the instruments, you started out with a piano, and then all the rest of them were wind instruments. And so, Windpipe, Adam's nickname, will he be performing with that song?
You know, I don't think Adam plays any instruments, but I tell you the thing I'm worried about now after you saying these things about Adam, because I do know him pretty well, we're going to have to get a shoehorn to get his head through the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get back to both of you in respect that you say you use that word loosely, but you both are very, very, very good announcers. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a while before any more come around on that radio station of yours or any other radio station that I've listened to and recall. But you guys do an excellent job, and it's going to be a tough road that you guys beat. And the reason you're so good, you love your work. And there I use the word love again, and loosely in my terminology, I use it quite often. But it's just amazing the fun I've had listening to your show, Scott. So I have to put a feather in both of your caps, and I'll look for a turkey feather and maybe get one to show up real good and present it to you someday.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that's the one thing. I honestly think about that sometimes. You know, I don't care if people like me. I don't care if people dislike me. But I want them to be entertained for 2 hours every morning. And I'm glad we do that.
Well, you do. And both of you are well voiced. How do you like that terminology? Are you well voiced in your work? But anyhow, off the sidekick. But yeah, Kerr and I talked, and I said, Kerr, you won't believe this. But I said, I've been outside cutting wood, and I come inside, and I talked to Scott Spears, and I got you lined up for being nominated for throwing the fruit crate. Now, he knows me all these years. So he laughs at me, and my wife was there by the phone, and she spoke to Curvela. She said, Kerr, I love your laugh. She said, you got to laugh. That he said, your husband makes me laugh all the time. Now, I'm not a funny guy, but he does. And I said, well, you know, you could take that either way you wanted to, you know, that you don't know what you're talking about or not. But he told me that. I said, you tell, or you ask the other two commissioners, and you like to call the doctor, doctor instead of commissioner, but I know that. But you haven't got too good a float with any of the commissioners because they don't come on the air with you, right?
Well, I'll tell you, you know why that is? Because we used to have the commissioners on, and it was before this group, to be honest. And when the commissioners would come on, we'd set aside 45 minutes, but they, and it's not this group, so it's not Dr. Dave, you know, it's not the group that we have now.
That's okay.
But when they used to come on, I don't know if they were shy of the mic, I don't, but they just didn't have a whole lot. It wasn't like when the mayor comes on and bam, 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 bam.
All right. Well, I'll jump back, so I understand that. I just throw that little plug in. So Kerr says, hey, I told him the date, the 14th, right?
Right.
December. And it was 7, was it 7 p.m.? Yeah.
Yep, 7 p.m.
It's going to be dark, but we're going to have light there. But he said, hey, Ted, it's coincidental. And Kerr knows so many people. Oh, if I told you the family, and you'd know all the family here in Marion and everything, all the stuff that, well, for instance, he's affiliated with the McCoy's landscaping, the boys and the father and the mother of those kids, you know, the McCoy's landscaping and Marion.
Yeah.
They've been around for years. Well, his wife and them, they're all related, see. And down at Norton Sporting Goods, Dean's, well, the boy James Dean, why, he is Kerr Murray's wife's cousin, and, you know, and then the uncle and the, all those that's been in there. And I just asked questions about all of them. My goodness gracious, did we ever have anything? I said, Kerr, you won't believe this, but I'm right here with my wife, and I've been out, with, and I've got a shirt on that belongs that you give me during your election. Elect Kerr Murray. He said, you got to be kidding me. I said, Kerr, I walked in this house. I didn't have the first clue I was going to call you until the fruitcake deal come up, and I told Scott to get right on the phone and talk to you. And he said, you still got that shirt? I said, yeah, and I wore it a lot, Kerr. He said, guess what, Ted? And I said, I don't know. What? And he said, I'm going to run for election again.
Oh, breaking news here.
Isn't that good news to hear that from Kerr Murray? Now, he's 82, same as I am, and we talk about old people and scratching our heads. And stuff.
Nope, you still there, Ted? Hello? Uh-oh. I think we lost Ted. Well, I think we're still on the air here. Yeah, we're still here. Well, Ted, give us a call back, 740-751-4038. Well, hey, you heard it here first. Commissioner Kerr Murray at 82 years old, running for re-election. Well, how about that? Well, we got some news here this morning. Okay, if Ted can get us back here, I hope something, I don't know what happened to the phones out there. 740-751-4038, that's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Let us know what's going on. Okay, I've just been told we are on. Well, that's good. Well, there you go. You know, there's been some question on would Kerr Murray run again. I know the mayor's talked about that. But, well, there you go. I guess you've heard it here first. Kerr Murray going to run again at 82 years old. Go ahead, caller.
You lost Ted, but you gained a Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, what do you got? Carrington's in the fruit. We're up to 9.
Oh, goody. And that's 7 to 8, correct, Scott?
Yeah, 7 to 8. Now, actually, here's how I was talking to Sean last night, and just a quick thing here. Here's how it's going to work. We did not broadcast it last year, but what we're going to do this year, we're going to tape it, even though we're just in the parking lot, from 7 to 8, and then we're going to play it that night from 9 to 10, so if you're in it, you can go home and listen to it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's how it'll work. So if you're not coming, listen 9 to 10, and you'll be able to hear it, but we're going to do it from 7 to 8.
Are you guys, what were the prizes last year?
I know last year we had tickets to the Zoo Lights, the Columbus Zoo Lights. Bob had some plaques, which I haven't talked to him about that, but there might be some. I know we had fruitcakes that we gave away. I don't think we
had... That would be the best prize of them all.
Oh, well, it's certainly the heaviest. But I, you know, this year there might be... I think we're going to have some... Oh, I think we gave away some pizzas last year to Pizza Hut. I know we gave away food.
Okay, so... Can I switch gears here on you?
Go ahead.
Okay. You know how normally Richland Road Food Pantry out there at Richland Road Church of Christ, they do their giveaways on the fourth Saturday of the month?
Yes.
Theirs is going to be this coming, the 18th.
Oh, before Thanksgiving.
Yes, I think that's probably why they do it, so they can help people out for their Thanksgiving meal. Well, and then there'll also be one that day at Victory Center Church of God on Fairground. That starts at 10 o'clock, and it's a drive-through one.
So Victory Center's will be this Saturday at 10 a.m., and Richland Road starts at 9 a.m., right?
Correct.
Okay, that's this Saturday. And that, you know, for people who need help with Thanksgiving, those will be two good. Yeah, we'll mention that all week long.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just didn't want somebody to miss out thinking that, you know, it was the fourth Saturday when it's the third this month.
Well, I'm glad they're doing that prior to Thanksgiving, because I think a lot of people might, you know, it's, a lot of people get their food card at the beginning of the month, and by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, the third Thursday or the fourth Thursday or whatever it is, they don't have anything left.
Sure.
And that's sad. So hopefully this will be able to help a lot of people and everybody can move forward.
Absolutely. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. More important information we're getting here this morning. The Saturday before Thanksgiving, this coming Saturday, will be the Richland Road Church of Christ Food Pantry at 9 a.m. and Victory Center's having a drive-through at 10 a.m. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open 54 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Okay. And again, the fruitcake toss on December 14th at 7 p.m. And so far, we've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington. Now remember, you can nominate anybody. So let us know. You know, I'm getting messages here, which are kind of interesting. But maybe I'll tell you about that tomorrow. Remember, we've got the big surprise on Friday. Won't that be fun? Oh, my goodness. Always stuff coming up. That is for sure. Okay, well, what else do we have here? You know, I wonder who else is going to be in the fruitcake toss. That's kind of interesting on the whole. You know, we're already at 9. Remember when we used to do this, we couldn't even get 10 people from time to time. Now, we get them all, which isn't bad. And, you know, I thank you, the listeners, for that, because you guys show up, you guys listen. And I think it's worth saying again that... really, you just get lucky in life sometimes. You know, honestly, this is why I can never be angry at anybody for very long. And I'm not even sure I've ever really been angry with anybody. I honestly, you know, I say that and people go, well, you've said stuff about this person. Well, I probably have. But I really, it's an on-air thing. You know, I say it in a joking way. It just comes out of my mouth. I don't have any script. And anybody who doesn't work off a script will tell you they have no idea what they're going to say in the course of a broadcast. And, you know, that's same with me. I don't know what I'm going to say. And sometimes I'm sure it does come off not so good to people. But it's never meant to anger anybody. And I was giving Matt this advice not too long ago. I said, you know, Matt, if anybody ever writes anything about you negative, or you get negative anything coming your way, just don't pay attention to it. You know, it's not going to do you any good at all to pay attention to it. Nothing good comes of it. People tend to want to read bad stuff about themselves. I don't want to read anything bad about me. You know, I'm certainly aware that I'm not the most perfect person in the world, but who wants to... read bad stuff about themselves. Not I. I like being on the good side of people. Okay. Oh, by the way, yesterday, 9 best small towns in Ohio for retiring. Marion was number 1 on the list. Now, I don't know how these are ranked, but hey, we're number 1. We're first one they show on the list. So I'm happy with that. You know, and it gives reasons, like we have a lot of museums, a lot of things that are inexpensive for people to do. We're the popcorn capital of the world. We're 50 miles away from Columbus. I think that's great. People talk bad about Marion too often. And you know what? 9 best small towns in Ohio for retirees. We're number 1 on the list. I like that. So that's very good. All right. 740-751-4038, 58 minutes past the hour, 2 minutes left in the broadcast. Do you want to put anybody else in the fruitcake toss? It doesn't cost anything. We can do that this morning. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington in the fruitcake toss so far. nominate anybody you like. You can nominate somebody from the station. You can nominate somebody who's a friend of the station. You can nominate somebody who's been a guest. You can nominate somebody in your own life. You can nominate somebody big here in town, one of the big wigs, as they say. As I say, we've had everybody in this, from Mary Ellen Withrow to Jack Kellogg to the police chief to the sheriff to the the judge. They've all been in. None of them have been nominated yet this year. But, hey, Mayor Schertzer's last year as mayor. What about that? 1 minute left to go. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Cody Higley. How are you?
Good. Hey, we got about a minute left.
Hey, I just wanted to say you did a great job on the election coverage. And just like Helen Thomas said in her interview with you, you are a fair journalist. And it's nice that we still have somebody like you in the community, locally, that is spreading the message and informing the voters. So kudos to you, Scott.
Well, thank you, Cody, and I'm glad you're out there listening. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, that means a lot, you know. Well, what a nice day. Boy, I tell you, my ego is going to be running amok today. You know, I appreciate that. I try to be fair, and I hope I am fair. And you know what? I'm out of here today. That's what I am. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Scott Spears for This Day, heading for the dugout.